Tanya for the 15th of Cheshvan, Tesvav Cheshvan, is in the Geres HaKedesh Siman Chav Zayin in the Bir, where the Alter Rebbe is explaining how the neshama of a tzaddik after he passes away continues to influence his Talmidim even more than while he was alive. There is another influence that the tzaddik has over his students. Only it doesn't clothe itself in the seichel and the mind of the Talmud as the first case. The first case was that the ruach of the tzaddik, which is the emunah, the yirah, and the ahava, are in Gan Eden HaTachten, which is beyond the limits of space, and therefore more available than before, while it was in a body, while it was contained within the nefesh of the tzaddik. Now the ruach is more available to the talmidim who make the proper preparation through ahava rabba, a great love for their Rebbe. Now he's saying that there's another influence, only this one is not clothed within the Talmud where he understands it internally. Rather, it shines on them from above, it surrounds them, and has a different kind of an influence. And this doesn't demand any great love and intense preparation, as you'll soon say. And therefore, it is not only for the Talmidim who work hard at their devotion to the Rebbe, but even to those who don't. And what's more, it's not only to those Talmidim who actually studied with the Rebbe while he was alive, but it's also for the Talmidim who were influenced by the teachings of the Rebbe after the Rebbe had already passed away. Vehi, and where does this influence come from? Me'aliyas ruche v'nishmosil v'mekei chutzvei, from the ruach that has risen to the origin and to the source from which the neshama is taken, the neshama of the tzaddik, the hainul chakal tapuchin kadishin, which means to this level of malchus da'atzilus, which is where the neshama, the jump-off point, so to speak, where the neshamas of Atzilus come down into these world, into the lower worlds, it is from Malchus d'Atzilus, and that's called Chakal Tapuchin, a field of apples, because Malchus is called the field. So the neshama descends into the lower worlds from Malchus d'Atzilus. And now the neshama is rising back to its source, back to Malchus d'Atzilus. And through this, through the neshama rising there, it causes a yichud, a union in Atzilus itself, that Malchus itself becomes united, turns upwards, instead of being focused downward to give to the lower worlds, Malchus turns upwards and is united with its source, with the higher attributes of Atzilus itself. Al yedei ha'alos mayim nukvim, but through the rising of the lower waters, meaning through the efforts of the neshama while it was below, the efforts of the tzaddik, asher ovad kol yemei chayov, the aveda that the tzaddik put in all the days of his life, is all rises now when he passes away, and this influences even the world of Atzilus and causes there a union between Malchus and the higher attributes. Malchus being the feminine, when it reunites and joins with the higher attributes, which are called masculine, then there is a birth. The nizru b'chakal tapuchin kadishin eidei so yeinim eid, and so there is implanted in the level of Malchus, of the Chakal Tapuchin, in that field, there is implanted higher and greater lights. Le'umas Tachteinen, in response to the lower world, in response to the godliness generated by the tzaddik, asher hein teirosei v'avidosei, which is the Torah and the Aveda of the tzaddik. And so a greater godliness is revealed into Malchus d'Atzilus as a result of the Aveda of the tzaddik when the tzaddik passes away. V'ha'oras eiles el yemen elu, and a ray of this light, of these higher, greater lights that are given into Malchus d'Atzilus from the higher levels of Atzilus, me'iza al kol talmidav. This shines on all the talmidim of the tzaddik. She'nasu evdei Hashem aridei teirosei v'avidosei. If they become God serving through his Torah, through his Aveda. In other words, anyone who comes closer to Yiddishkeit as a result of the teachings and the Aveda of this tzaddik is receiving from the light of Atzilus that was generated by the Aveda of the tzaddik. V'ha'ora zu sha'aleihem ulmaila, and this ray that shines to them from above, machneses belibom hirhurei tshuva umaisem teivim. That's what causes them to have thoughts of tshuva and of good deeds. It's not an internal process where they learn what the Rebbe said and are influenced by it and are gradually changed through the learning. But instead, it's a shine that shines into the person's neshama and causes thoughts of tshuva and maisim teivim. V'chol ha-maisim teivim ha-nelodim ha-ora zu she-me'ira me'eireis ha-zriyim b'sadeh ha-nal, and all the good deeds that are the result, that are born from this ray of light that is planted in the field above, in Malchus d'Atzilus, nikra gidulei gidulin. That's called the growths of the growths, because there is the growth, there is the planting, the plants that grow as a result of the additional light in Malchus d'Atzilus, and there is a new growth for Malchus d'Atzilus, and when that in turn comes down and influences the Talmidim of the Tzaddik, and their Ruchnius grows and increases, that's called the growth of the growth. Now, the Rebbe Zal Gesundzein explains that there's a kasha here that the Alter Rebbe wants to answer. The question is, when a person is influenced by a yichud of Atzilus, which is higher even than Gili Eliyahu, higher even than the Gili of the person's own neshama, then the person should not only be moved to thoughts of tshuva and good deeds, he should become an entirely different creature. He should become permanently and totally changed. How is it that that doesn't happen? That he gets only thoughts of tshuva and good deeds and not more? That's why the Alter Rebbe says, V'ha'ora zu, hi behelim v'hester godl, this shine that comes from Atzilus, from the source of the tzaddik's neshama, to the Talmidim of the tzaddik, is very concealed and very hidden. Like the sun, meaning Atzilus, shines to the stars that are under the earth. In other words, during the day when the sun is in one place, the sun is where the sun is, it is day, and where the stars are, it's night. And yet, the sun is influencing the stars and giving it light. But it's coming through the earth, or through the atmosphere of the earth. And so it is greatly concealed and greatly reduced. Also, this is true of every Talmud, that every Talmud, for all generations to come, are influenced by this level of the neshama of the tzaddik, kidi'isa b'tikunim, as we find it tikunim, al Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. The Zohar says that after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, his influence spreads over all the generations, so for all time, and l'shishim ribi neshamas, to all 600,000 neshamas, which means every neshama. K'mei shemesh hamei yela'odet l'shishim ribi kechavim. Just like the sun illuminates the earth and 600,000 stars. In the Hayyim Yom for the 15th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes, as the neshama vart even, af mzman, wenn sie wird zeche sein, arob gehen in aguf. The neshama waits above in heaven for the time when it will be zeche, when it will have the privilege to come down in a body, while the neshama feels, because the neshama senses, was he can oifton zayin digdole mata. What a neshama can accomplish being here below on earth. The neshama senses what it can accomplish here. The ken kumin to dem lehisani gal havaya. Is af ven lekmen us up. The neshama even above senses that it can come to the level of taking pleasure in godliness. So now that the neshama is here, what are we waiting for?